Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Creekview Elementary Principal Jennifer Black. We're going to be talking about this week's Carbon School District update. Principal Black, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, it's been an exciting year across the Carbon School District in Creekview, no exception. Getting to that mid-year point, it feels like just yesterday we were having that conversation to open up the school year. Crazy to think, almost to the midway mark.
It is. It is very incredible how quickly time flies by. We've had a lot going on, and so time has definitely gone by very quickly. We are actually right in the middle of our testing for our middle of the year. We're completing all of our state and district testing, which is great to see how much improvement the students have made through the first two quarters, basically. We're about to wrap up the end of second quarter, which is exciting, too. So the students are working really hard. We're accomplishing a lot of great things, and we're excited to get our data back and look at how much improvement we've made.
And you know, that's something we've heard from across the school district is the improvement that you're seeing in these kids heading into mid-year testing. It's always a good sign when you can start seeing kids who maybe at the beginning of the year were struggling really start to turn things around. And that's a big credit to the administration and the teachers at Creekview. You guys are doing a stellar job keeping these kids engaged in education.
Yes, we are. And the teachers, yes, give them lots of credit every day coming here, planning lessons, prepping, getting everything ready for them, working with students one-on-one. They do it all. So, yes, kudos to all of them for all of their hard work. Also, our support staff is incredible. They're here every day helping work with the students during our Tier 2 time and our Tier 3 time. So it definitely takes all of us working together to ensure that every student's learning and to the best of their ability, and we're providing all of the interventions and support that they need.
Yeah, it's so much fun looking at what the elementary schools are getting up to, whether you're looking at lesson plans or whether you're looking at some of those maybe extracurricular activities. I know a big one here in Carbon County and at Creekview is archery. That's something that I never expected to see kind of a renaissance happen in the Castle Country, but Creekview has been one of those schools that has led the charge in making archery one of the most popular sports here in Carbon County.
That is correct. We have a great archery teacher, Mrs. Housekeeper. She does a phenomenal job at making sure that the students have weekly practices. She actually went with a different format this year and divided the kids up into smaller groups, and they come once a week so that they have lots of time to practice and shoot. So she's done a great job at running that. She's even made sure that on short weeks, such as fall break and Thanksgiving break, that we change our schedule so that they can come in and still get the practice time that they need. During the month of December, they are working on qualifying, so they're trying to get their best scores during the month of December to see what that's going to turn into as we hit the competition season after Christmas break.
And it's always exciting to see when these kids get into competition. They're so talented out there at archery. It's something that always blows me away. And you also have a few other activities coming up right around the bend that are going to be very fun and very educational for these students. You have a spelling bee and you have the science fair coming up. Those are two events that as a kid you're always going to have fond memories of.
They are, and those are some good opportunities for our fourth and fifth graders. They get to participate in them. So we've actually started with our class spelling bees. So fourth grade held their class spelling bees, and we have the top 12 candidates from fourth grade, and then fifth grade held our class spelling bees, and they had their top 12 candidates. So now those 24 students have advanced on to the school spelling bee, which is going to take place, and we'll see how many students can qualify from that to advance on to the district spelling bee in the spring, and then maybe even advance on to the regional spelling bee, which would be awesome to see our students here succeed that much. Also with the science fair, it's also for our fourth and fifth graders, so we're just barely getting going with that. The teachers in our school are going to be sending home notes to the parents to let them know where we're headed with that, and so we'll get those sent out in a couple weeks, and then after Christmas break, we'll start having students come back to school designing projects, working on projects, and by parent-teacher conferences, we should have those set up so that the parents can come in and look at all of the hard work that their fourth and fifth graders put into the science fair projects.
I know that's something parents always looking forward to. They love to see what their kids are getting up to at school, and especially with the science fair, always a very educational moment for both the students and the parents alike. Now, something I think that's also good to remind parents of, especially as we get further and further into these winter months, is jackets. Kids love to lose them. People and parents usually are trying to find them. If you have a student who maybe has lost their jacket at Creekview, where's the best place for parents to go and kind of take a peek to see if it what is there?
So we have just put a bin out in our foyer where we are having all of the lost items put into that. So it's right by our front door as soon as you walk in. So definitely come in and check that out. If your student is missing a jacket, a coat, gloves, hats, any type of winter clothing that you may have misplaced that you really need right now, come look in our lost and found. We'd be happy to return it to the correct owner. We're also encouraging all parents to make sure that their jackets, coats are all labeled. So if there's a tag inside that you can write your last name in it, that will help us as we find missing coats and jackets. We'll be able to return them to the correct owners. So if you have a chance to label your stuff, please do so, just so that we can get it back to who it belongs to. But if you're missing something, please come and look in our lost and found.
Now, Principal Black, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, we are doing well. The students are really focusing on respectful behavior. They're doing well this month, even with the craziness of the holidays. We're still giving out lots of paw cards. We appreciate all those parents at home that are continuing to read with their students and helping them with math facts. So thank you to all of you that are helping support our school goals.
Yeah, it's a full team effort when it comes to education. Creekview plays a major part. Principal Black, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Creekview Elementary Principal Jennifer Black. We're talking this week's Carbon School District Update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.